you're so high. Lift a cat named Chococo with dreams to the sky. Not your usual cat, his heart brave and bright, with eyes like the stars and a spirit alight. One autumn morning, a strange fog did creep, wrapping the village in shadows so deep. Whispers of monsters, a fog beast of fear, who steals little kittens that wander too near. Then Chococo's friend Shabusha was gone, and he knew he must search till the first light of dawn. With a swish of his tail, he set out to fight into the enchanted forest dim light. The trees twisted tall, their branches like claws, reaching through mist with their curling sharp paws. He searched by the mushrooms in strange shapes and hues, but they only squeaked back with no helpful clues. To the crystal lake's edge he then made his way, and dove in the waters without any delay. Down came the green dragon, wise, old, and grand. Have you seen Shabusha, dear friend, in this land? The dragon just smiled, eyes kind as could be. No, but someone might deeper past me. With a heart full of hope, he pressed on the trail, determined to solve this fog-laden tale. Near a cave where shadows like ghosts did dance, he called for the owl, his very last chance. But a mole answered softly with a glow in his eye, I've heard her purr faintly, keep searching nearby. Of warm lights and a feast back at home. So back to the village he turned from his quest, hoping the meal might give him new zest. Just as he left, a soft purr caught his ear from a corner so warm in the inn's kitchen near. There lay Chabusha curled up on a sack, safe and sound with a sleepy-eyed crack. I saw the fog roll in, I ran here to stay. The kitchen's warm and snacks are okay. Chococo sighed, his relief glowing bright. With his friends safe and sound, all was right in the night.